The State Auditor's Office presented a report to the Legislative Oversight Panel yesterday highlighting problems with IntelliRide, a company contracted to transport Medicaid recipients. According to the Denver Gazette, the state auditors determined close to $300,000 of the non-emergency medical transportation claims issued by IntelliRide were non-compliant under state and federal regulations. $2.5 million worth of claims were also found to be potentially non-compliant. The auditor's office also found the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing did not have regulatory controls to catch the shortcomings of the company. The department also did not report to law enforcement or Adult Protective Services 32 incidents of potential mistreatment of at-risk adults by the operator, including several injuries. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will hold a virtual public meeting this evening from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for participants to share input on the new fence line air quality monitoring plans for four high-emission facilities. They include the Suncor Refinery and a Phillips 66 fuel terminal in Commerce City, the Goodrich Carbon Aircraft Brakes Plant in Carbon, and a Sinclair Trucking Fuel Terminal in Henderson. Advanced registration is required to participate. Those interested may contact CDPHE official Andrew Baer at 720-425-2736 for more information. The Boulder City Council will soon look at redeveloping the Diagonal Plaza located on the corner of 28th and Iris Avenue in Boulder. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The Boulder City Council will be considering a special ordinance on their October 5th meeting that would allow a portion of the nearly 60-year-old rundown Diagonal Plaza strip mall to be redeveloped into a mixed-use commercial and residential district with a community park. The Denver Post reports that a special ordinance for the redevelopment project would be an unusual step, but it is a reflection of the Diagonal Plaza's long history of decline, its confusing mess of ownership, and the desire of city officials to see the site improved after years of failed attempts. If the council approves the special ordinance on October 5th, it would clear the way to redevelop the western portion of Diagonal Plaza and the surrounding parking lots into a mixed-use community featuring 291 residential units and about 27,000 square feet of commercial space. 73 of the residential units would be permanently affordable. None of the few remaining businesses currently in Diagonal Plaza would be displaced by the project. If the ordinance passes, development plans have a tentative timeline that involves the project coming before the planning board in January 2022, with technical documents submitted in March and building permits secured by the end of 2022. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Board of Governors of the Colorado State University System recently voted to invest $11.2 million over 3 years to close equity gaps and to raise student graduation rates. CSU Provost Mary Peterson told the Denver Post too many students do not complete their degrees but do walk away with student debt. The $11 million will help to support students at the highest risk of dropping out, including those from rural and low-income backgrounds, as well as those who are the first in their families to attend college. The Denver Post reports 47% of CSU students graduate within 4 years and 70% in 6 years, which is on par with similar institutions nationwide. The CSU system includes the Fort Collins campus, CSU Pueblo, and CSU Global. A free Longmont COVID-19 testing facility is up and running at the Boulder County Fairgrounds at 9595 Nelson Road in Longmont. According to county officials, the site opened to accommodate a larger number of those requesting testing amid a surge in cases fueled by the Delta variant. County officials encourage symptomatic community members and those who think they have been exposed to get tested, even if they have been vaccinated. Along with the Longmont Boulder County Fairgrounds site, free testing locations include the Stasio Ball Fields in Boulder, the Netherland Community Center, and at Santuris High School in Lafayette. Denver International Airport officials say the airport will begin the process of permanently plugging all of its 64 remaining oil and gas wells. The Denver Post reports a 2018 city audit questioned the economics of the wells as they were expensive to maintain and operate. The wells have been inactive since 2018, in part due to concerns raised by city council members and environmentalists. An airport official told the Denver Post, accelerated plugging will begin after the airport runs a bid process to select a contractor with a goal of plugging all wells by late 2023 or early 2024. Today's weather from Denver to Fort Collins includes mostly sunny skies after 9 a.m. with highs in the low 80s. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms occurring in the afternoon and into the evening. Tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 50s. Temperatures are expected to start feeling like autumn tomorrow with highs in the 60s. The temperature outside the Boulder studios is currently 61 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.